This is Mindful Medicine with Dr. Holly Lucille on Radio MD.
Radio MD.
Here's Melanie Cole.
Well, we've learned a lot on our shows, and I first learned from Dr. Johnny Bowden about 10 years ago about farm-raised versus wild-caught fish. And today we're talking with Dr. Holly about salmon specifically. Now, Dr. Holly, salmon's one of my favorite fish, and it's so, so good for us. Tell us about the recent study about fish and cognitive decline and what we should be doing with wild-caught versus farm-raised.
All right, well, that's a lot to ask of me.
I know, but you can handle it.
Can't you break it up there, Mel?
Nah.
All right, so I gotta give a nod to the nutritionist Margie King, because she writes great blogs, and this is one of the things that I came across. There's an American Journal of Clinical Nutrition study of 2010 people, ages 70 to 89, found fish eaters had significantly less cognitive decline than non-eaters. Now, this is a really important thing that got my attention, because I'll tell you what. You know, I always hate when all of a sudden the medical establishment says something like, well, we've got a new group of folks. We've got a new category. We have a new diagnosis. It's premature or it's early onset cognitive decline. And so, of course, you create a market, because why? Well, we'll create a drug for it. That's going to be great. And I hate that, because, no, identify and treat the cause. Why do you think that younger and younger folks throughout this industrialized modern society of ours are starting to have age-related, you know, sort of cognitive decline, which I think is a stupid way to say it anyway. But here's the deal. American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, 70 to 89 fish eaters, and they believe that the animal studies show omega-3s in salmon are effective for treating serious mood disorders, stress, and even alcohol abuse.
Wow.
I know.
That's amazing, isn't it? Okay, so salmon.
All right, so beer and salmon are on the menu for tonight. No,
so beer and salmon. So, well, red wine and salmon, too, we could do
better,
that.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
much
the
better
thing about salmon, it's got to be wild caught. And this is the biggest thing. You know, it's almost the analogy, and I'm going to make it really quickly, but some people are like, well, I always buy my flaxseed ground already. And I said, no, it's not probably the best thing to do. And I'll tell you why. Oils, right? They're very vulnerable, and they're sensitive to light and oxygen. So if you got these great flax seeds, which are a vegetarian source of omega-3s in a sense, not going to get the levels of the DHA and EPA. But, you know, you want to freshly grind them, because you want to intake them, because you don't want anything rancid going inside your body. It's counterintuitive, right? Counterintuitive, it's counterproductive. It's not giving us what we want. For the, you know, we're taking flax seeds. Why? Mostly for our health. I haven't heard anybody say, I just love the way they taste. You know, I haven't heard that. It's for our health. So we always want to be looking for these lovely omega-3s in salmon. But if you've got farm-raised salmon, it's honestly, your farm-raised fish eat genetically modified organisms like grains, corn, soy, canola, and they are high in pro-inflammatory omega-6s. And that makes your inflammation worse. And so the message here is that you've got to get people aware. And a lot of times what you want to look for is wild-caught salmon. Okay, you have to. The other thing that's really important is that I do believe you got to avoid Atlantic salmon, okay? All Atlantic salmon sold in the United States is farmed. And if it says Alaskan, okay, look for the seafood labeled Alaskan. By law, anything labeled Alaskan cannot be farmed. We're looking for wild, not farmed. That's the takeaway.
Wow, you know what, Holly, I always send my husband back. If he comes back from Whole Foods and I say, what the heck is this? This is a farm-raised salmon. He's like, well, it was the one on sale. I said, go take it back. Gwen will take it back, and get me the wild-caught, the king salmon, the Alaskan king salmon that's there. It's so red. It's so beautiful. And I did learn from Dr. Johnny Bowden so many years ago that they actually, in that farm-raised salmon, use, like, colors, like a Benjamin Moore.
The pink is too. Yes, they use pink dyes to make the salmon.
It's like pink dye. He said it was like a Benjamin Moore Sam Farm color that they put in there because they're not eating the real krill. That's hideous.
Yes, I know. And that's the other thing. Don't be fooled by ocean-raised labels, okay? Farm fish are raised in floating pens near the ocean shore. That does not make them wild. So, once again, very seductive marketing, ocean raised. Well, yeah, because what, they can smell the, you know, the ocean from where their little farm beds are. Not the best thing. We want to make sure we've got wild Alaskan pink salmon that is natural, full of omega-3s, anti-inflammatory. And like, you know, this study said, this is the most important hinge point here. We've got significantly less cognitive decline. And then the animal studies are showing that omega-3s from the salmon are effective for treating serious mood disorders, stress, and even alcohol abuse.
Rock on. Okay, I'm going to give mine, and then Dr. Holly gets to give hers. I take a little bit of Just Mayo, which is not mayonnaise. It's an egg-free vegan. It's just unbelievable. If you've never tried it, it's delicious. Just Mayo. I mix it with a little bit of Moroccan seasoning, which has a little cinnamon, and then some turmeric, lots of turmeric. And put that in there and spread that on top of the salmon. Give it a squeeze of lemon, just a little bit of light spread, and put it in the oven. Bake it till it's a little bit brown and bubbly on top. I'm telling you, my kids could eat a pound and a half of it. Dr.
Yes,
Holly, go.
It.
You give us one of yours.
All right. So what I do, because, you know, honestly, when I'm in the kitchen, less is more. I mean, seriously. Well, probably because it's me, but less is more. So here's what I do. Kind of similar. But I make this pesto out of walnuts and, believe it or not, parsley. That's pretty much it. A couple cloves of garlic and some sea salt. And so I've got this pesto that is just, it just brightens up this fish already. So we got a little bit of walnut on there. And so I actually bake the salmon kind of by itself, drizzle a little bit of that pesto on it, and with a little bit of parsley, what do they call it, condiment on top, or no, you spread a little parsley, fresh parsley on top with lemon juice, and that's it. That is it.
No, it's so good, and there's so many ways, and people don't realize that, and it is a good idea to keep the skin on. Don't ask them to take the skin off as you might with another fish. Leave the skin on because there's so many of those good omega-3s in the skin.
Right there,
and leave the skin on. You don't have to eat the skin because if you cook your salmon just perfectly, it'll pull right up off the skin, but you still got those oils from the skin. If you've baked it or broiled it or grilled it, the skin will stay on whatever it is you baked, broiled, or grilled it on.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is like, people like the skin. You know, we've got, like, you know, in sushi, I know that there are salmon skin rolls. The thing about having lemon, you know, a lot of times when we char the skin, or if you see those charred marks, those sometimes contain heterocyclic amines, which are, they've been noted to be carcinogenic or cancer-causing. But what do we have? We've got, you know, you can marinate your things in, we've talked about lemon oil, lemon juice, or green tea, actually, matcha green tea. You can do a little marinade. And so that helps decrease any of the, I would say, potential harmful effects of actually wanting to sear and take that skin and have it as part of a meal, because that crunch is good. You've got that lovely omega-3, like you said, it's packed full in the skin. And, you know, we can use things to supplement our lifestyle. We can use things to protect ourselves against what we want to do, right? So who wants to just go into the corner, eat some brown rice, you know, raw Alaskan salmon and fresh vegetables? We can do things. We need to learn how to protect ourselves against modern day stress, and also, you know, the things that we actually enjoy. That's the beauty of it all. It's right there for us, all of it. But for this segment,
gotta get creative.
Wild, definitely Alaskan. Stay away from farmed anything.
Yay, and you get creative. And you could look up recipes besides.
Oh,
you can even make ceviche with it. So remember, don't use lemon and lime on fish, really, unless you plan to, like, cook it right away or eat it just with the lemon and lime, because it does cook it in a little bit in advance. But wild-caught Alaskan salmon, that's the way to go. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.